Hare Krishna. This morning I was listening to a very wonderful recording. This is 1977, and it's something that is there in the Distribute Books book. And it's Srila Prabhupada talking in the end of May. He says, "We have no other business. We want to see people live, eating very nicely, nutritious food, keeping good health, but unnecessarily artificial things, bothering. That we don't want. Keep your health very nice. Live for as many years as possible and be Krishna conscious. Then next life, you go back to home, back to Godhead, permanent life. Yad gatva nanivartante. This we want to give. There's no cheating. There's no politics. No personal ambition fulfilling. This is our mission. Try to convince them. There's not a little tinge of personal sense gratification. This is our..." Now you can point out any one of them, meaning to the devotees, that here's the point, the personal sense gratification. We are talking amongst ourselves, so if there's any flaw, you can point out, can anyone, that here's the point, personal sense gratification. There's no such thing. Our only ambition is we live amongst devotees and execute the mission of our predecessors. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, this is our ambition. Tadira charana shevi bhakta shanivas. Janame janame hoy, e avilash. We have got ambition, but this is our ambition. That live with devotees and execute the mission of our predecessor. This is our aim. Without ambition, no one can live. Self-interest, ambition is everywhere, but self-interest is to execute Krishna's desire. That they do not know. So you are Americans, and they are responding. You are responding means Americans are responding. So do very carefully, and if 1/4 of America becomes Vaishnav, the whole world will change. They are the leading nation. Krishna has given them all facility, good land, good intelligence, good education, good facility, good prestige, is it not? They are fortunate. Janmeshvara Shruta Shri. Everything is there. Take this opportunity. This is our ambition. I went to America with this ambition, that if the American people will take this Krishna consciousness, that is coming to be fulfilled. And then Srila Prabhupada goes on to say that, and when I left India, I vowed that I would not come back. He says, they're just, no one helps. But Krishna had a plan, so Krishna sent me back. Anyway, here Srila Prabhupada is talking about the mood of a pure devotee who is acting as a Madhyam, platform of the Madhyam Adhikari, trying to give Krishna consciousness to the rest of the world, and seeing the unfortunate condition of conditioned souls. And, of course, Prabhupada is clearly emphasizing the purity of Krishna consciousness, what our movement has to be, or rather the movement itself is pure. Question is whether we as members are representing that purity, and Prabhupada just emphasizes one here. No personal ambition. Don't want to achieve anything through Krishna consciousness movement, through serving Krishna. Just want to satisfy the desire of our predecessors. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Shtapitam Jina Bhutale. Rupa Goswami had this, took upon himself. Of course, the mission's already there from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Spread Krishna consciousness to every town and village. Rupa Goswami empowered and instructed his associates and followers to do the same. Therefore, that is something that's coming down through our disciplic succession. Prabhupada here uses the word predecessors. and fulfill their desires. These predecessors are like our guardian angels. They're facilitating us, they're helping us, they're giving us our blessing because, giving us their blessings because, after all, we're fulfilling their desires. But generally speaking, blessings is something that you have to avail yourself of. In other words, you have to be in good condition. It's like the rain is falling, but unless you collect it, then you die of thirst. So, samsara dhavana lalita loka. So the mercy is also coming, it's also falling, but we have to collect it, and we collect it when our consciousness, with our consciousness, and when our consciousness is Krishna conscious, in good shape, and then it becomes a suitable receptacle for getting the mercy of our predecessors, and that then becomes our ambition. Like Prabhupada said, no one can live without ambition. But this this is the real ambition, and that ambition of pleasing others, pleasing Krishna, and then that is what becomes the soil from which love grows, because atmendriya priti, that when we want to satisfy ourselves, atma indriya, but Krishna indriya priti para premana, then that is real love. So when we dedicate ourselves to the mission of the acharyas, and that becomes our self-interest, that then qualifies us for receiving the blessings and mercy of the Lord. Hare Krishna.